It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there somewhere, possibly Switzerland, but who could really tell? She will. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Very well, thank you. Switzerland, but with some news from Italy. And it's not about the collapsed bridge, which is in itself really a very big news. But today I wanted to rather speak about the Pope situation, the Vatican situation, in the light of the new revelation about the abuse in Pennsylvania. I think Pope Francis is in a very delicate situation right now, because those abuses have been now talked about for a very long time, and there is barely a city or a country that has not been named with an abuser story. This time it's a very substantial one. This Pennsylvania report is really shocking, to say the least. And the Pope definitely feels very ashamed for the priest who did those actions, the priest who actually abused those young people, sometimes really young children. He feels ashamed for them, but he feels also ashamed for all the people and bishops that have been covering up those abuse. And I think this is a European problem as well as a worldwide problem. Lately, many countries have been concerned by those discoveries, and one can name just a few: Australia in 2018, the US in 2018, Chile, Ireland, Austria, and many others in Europe as well. So one can say there is no borders when it comes to those abuse. The one in Pennsylvania that is very actual and is also discussed about these days concerned 1,000 victims and 300 priests, involved priests, though it seems that these victims are the one that actually came ahead with their complaints, but some people tend to think that it's much more than a thousand. Pope Francis wrote a letter where he specifies that there will be zero tolerance after those revelations. There is absolutely no excuse for this exchange of child pornography, nor for these covering up, and is acknowledging that those children and victims have been left alone with their suffering for decades. This is obviously not something new. It's actually something very old that has been covered up all this time. What I thought shocking is the fact that in the past there has been always this calling for Christian priests to be able to actually marry and to actually have a life that is thought to be more human and more natural for human beings. And when at times one priest or the other fell in love with a woman, things were quite bad, and scandals were, of course, present. But somehow, they, in many cases, they gave up their calling to have a life with the person they wanted to be with. So that was bad enough in the eyes of the church, but it is definitely not comparable to this systematic abuse of teenagers and young children. And the question remains, and will have to be debated, why children? Why young adults? Why is there such a dominance of children pornography and abuse in the heart of the church? And it will be a big challenge for Pope Francis to address those issues, because obviously it's not enough to write a letter and to talk about zero tolerance or to have stronger sexual conduct expectations. It has to be further than that, and it has to address the idea, the issue that those priests have in dominantly part have actually abused children. And this is basically what the bottom line is and where the issue has to be addressed. Not only in terms of punishment, of course, this is part of it, but also in terms of understanding why and what are the reasons that have led to such a appalling result in those abuse reports. This is also something that Pope Francis will have to address, because there is definitely now a very strong mistrust towards the Catholic Church. And in order to build up this trust again, it is not enough to write a letter, and it is not enough to promise, to make 1,000 promises. It will have to change. The result right now, for example, Jill, is that many donors have now decided to stop giving money for the Catholic Church, and until they know exactly what is going on and what is the church going to be doing about all these victims for decades. And as we know, a church without donations is probably a church that is going to struggle even more than it is already struggling right now. People want to answer, and people are tired to read every single week in the papers about these abuses and about the fact that most of the time it's directed against children, who are really the one who can defend themselves the least, and where the damage is most probably, and in many cases, one of a lifetime.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer. Over there.
My pleasure.